I just want to tell you, the Dir Shu is sending out invitations to everybody from the Shir, etc. They're making a Siyum, they're aiming to make a Siyum, I'm not sure exactly in time, they're making a Siyum in Lakewood, the Sunday night, February 5th, Mashuk says something like that, February 5th, 4th, 5th, I think is the date. I don't know what calendar on me. Here. And everybody's invited. And they're actually, if there'd be an interest, they would, if people would come, if the only ma'akib is getting there, they would sponsor help sponsor a van, whatever it is, to get there. February 5th. So, everybody's invited.
It's going to be the evening?
Families, yeah, evening. Families are invited. Men, women, children. So, sounds like a lot of fun. They're going to have. They're trying to get all the. They're trying to get all the different Makivish here from the East Coast to come also. So, sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, so we're looking at Siman Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Beis. So Yesh Matirim Lomer Leini Yehudi L'Nagid M'Kli Shir B'Chupos. So there's some will permit to tell a non-Jew to play music with a musical instrument after at the chuppah on Shabbos. I go Filo Lomer Leini Yehudi L'Sakan A'Kli Shir Shori Shem Kabbal Chosu Mekalo Abalav Hachi Yosur. Now, so furthermore, even if you tell him to fix the instrument. So now, that's a question about the Raisa. She's telling him to go to do the Raisa. So this Shita, which he just says over here, says that you can tell him to do that. But Balav Hochi also, it's a case where it's not Simchas Chosam Mekal, it's just a regular Simchas Chosam. You can't tell a goy to play, you can't tell him to play music. So you can't invite the goy to come in Simchas Torah and play music. Miu b'zman hazeh, nogol hokol mitam shisparav b'simen shen shachar zeh, lian tipua f'rikud. That there's a minute the Ramos says that they will invite them to play music by other simchas. Okay. Like we discussed later on, the next simen about clapping and dancing. Okay, Lomar. This of making music is the Rabbanon. So is it Ramir Len Yehudi? Gamkin and Ella is the Rabbanon. So now you have two Rabbanons over here. Avishus to Shus. So it's a Rabbanon on a Rabbanon. Mamaka Mitzvah, it's a situation of Mitzvah. They in simple Chosam Kala. Part of the celebration requires music, and therefore v'shori mechaniskaliel b'sim mishen zayin sefei ayin shom that a shus to shus b'malka mitzvah is motor.
So I thought yesterday we said that it was only there was no shus to shus because I thought you said that the chachamim just said no dancing. Wasn't that the
so it for me. For it's not a shoes to shoes, but if I ask a goy to do it.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
right.
I got it.
Okay. Yesh should not go to Hakra Bazet. Some places the minute is to be makra, not to be made to do this. Imlo, Shechidim Lazem Erev Shabbos, Lo Yermala B'Shabbos Klum, Shabbam Yatzmal Anakin. If he comes to start playing, you're not Mukhib to stop it. And even if you would arrange it before Shabbos, that's also enough to say that he's allowed to do it on Shabbos. But you cannot ask him to do it on Shabbos itself. That is, some people are machmir on that, and that brings some kesed gedolah. We discussed once that there are two different problems with Amir al-Akum. Remember we discussed this? There's actually three different issues of Amir al-Akum. Amir al-Akum, one problem in Amir, in the Shin Chav Hei, we spoke about it. So one issue of Amir al-Akum is discussing, asking the Goyim to do work for you on Shabbos, so that goes into the Isser of Dabra Dover. You don't discuss Malacha issues on Shabbos. So asking the Goyim to do Malacha for you on Shabbos is a problem. Even if you're asking them to do it on Tuesday, say, you speak to them on Shabbos about doing Malacha for you on Tuesday, but you can't ask the Goyim to do work, you can't discuss Malacha on Shabbos. There's another issue where you ask the Goy in the middle of the week to do something for you on Shabbos, so the discussion isn't problematic because you're having it on Tuesday. The problem is when he does it on Shabbos, so what's the problem? You didn't ask him on Shabbos. There was no Amir Lachim. But since the guy's doing it because you asked him, so like Mirabonon, we gave him a din like your Shliach. So it's like your Shliach was doing work for you on Shabbos. Like Shulchan Gemara says, like you're doing it. So we consider as if you're doing it. So there's that problem. And the third problem we said is always this sort of having Hanoah benefit from the. Those are three things we said about Amir Lachim. They always have to look at, is there an Amira problem? Is there an action problem? Is there a benefit problem? Those are the three problems we discussed then. So, if you tell them before Shabbos, so you don't have an Amira problem, you only have just the, he's doing it on Shabbos, so he's doing it on Shabbos, so this opinion says that's okay, but to discuss it with him on Shabbos, you shouldn't do. I think the not clear why. I'm not clear why. Okay. Lemelena Yudel and Sake. The second opinion says, furthermore, you can even ask the goy to fix the kelim. Tsirle, the simplest chasam kala, all the fiyasim mishar stam dvar mitzvah. This is better than your regular average mitzvah. Well, can mutter lahamir afilu betikon klishir. So over here, Chazal were matter. This is a mir lahakam, even on a malach deraisa. We are grow kasa the days who sabra kedasa matirim leel bereisha involved sif beis b'chol malach deraisa ayir eni huri letzarch mitzvah. There is an opinion brought earlier that the tzarch mitzvah Chazal did not make this a mir lahakam. So this is the bir grow says this. Opinion here in the Ramah is that opinion over there. So if that's true, we don't pass like that opinion. Rimkei ledidan, the servant, the halacha, kedas, roi v'poskim, sh'oisrin, the person which would say that you can't ask a goy to do a malacha deraisa for you, even for the purpose of a mitzvah, gam kein, gam is a osur. So this is also osur. So this is now, this is now, there is the opinion before, it says that except for the, with a few exceptions, I mean, there are even like Rav Poskim, there are some exceptions which we, Rishomichan, the Mir La'akum, is Mutar on the Raisa, the Tzarech Mitzvah. One of the cases over there was purchasing land in Eretz Yisrael from a Goy, which is considered a very big mitzvah. So Chazal were made. If we're afraid that the seller, the goy, the seller, if we wait till after Shabbos, he might back out. So Chazal were matir. So we ask a different goy to, you know, write and sign on the document for him, which is a malach deraisa of kosev. So Chazal were matir the tzarech mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
So why is. Why is this mitzvah more? Why is it more important than other mitzvah?
So kind of interesting. There's two different ways of understanding this opinion. According to the Magen Avraham, it's because this opinion holds that Simchas Chasam Mekala it has precedence over other mitzvahs. According to the Gro, it's not. All mitzvahs are the same. All of them are mutter. But according to the Magen Avraham, so why is it better? It holds it's better because it goes under the umbrella of Peruvu, marriage for the purpose of Peruvu, which Peruvu does have in Chazal's eyes. It's called a mitzvah rabbah. It's called an extraordinary mitzvah compared to other mitzvahs.
So then, would it be then permissible to ask a non-Jew to fix the mikvah or something like that?
According to this opinion, I don't know. In general, we say no, but in current opinion, I don't know. Yud. Avabalav hachi. But we're not for the simchas chas hamakal. In other words, there are other mitzvahs. What's the lemer? B'shar simchas shalom. It's other mitzvahs. Can besudas mila, or besimchas taro. Also, fila lemer le'en yehudi le'nagin. You can't ask a goy to play. Okay. Imlo yishaboyin me'atzmon. Shechino is some Arab Shabbos. But there's that heter, which is said before, if they come on their own, you don't have to stop them, or even if you ask them beforehand, that would be okay, but you can't ask them on Shabbos. Ramashal Tubas Mari, Chelik Aleph, Simon Nantes, Shoysel Nagan Beminim, Ugov Beshasa, Twila Yede and Yehudi. You can't have a goy play the organ during davening. So that's the Maria Assad. Maria Assad was one of the Gedolei Hungary, and obviously this was written in the wake of the reform, trying to introduce the organs into the shul. So, but you know, so their shtickle Torah was that you don't have a goy play it. It says there's no het to have a goy play it. So, obviously not going to use it on Tuesdays. And the whole purpose of the organ was to play it on Shabbos. Like on the Sabbath, right? So she says it's also. V'ayin b'shal tshuva some sefer chelik shishi simen peivav. So again, the Chazal was also in the forefront of this fight against the reform. Shehevi the near log, shehevi rayus lesser af b'chol l'nagam is a knesses b'shas atvila prat b'shabes ein shum hetu. He says the whole introduction of this idea of playing an organ. During is problematic halachically. So the Chasam Sofer addresses that issue. Their argument was, well, they had music in the Beis Hamikdash, so the Chasam Sofer responds to that, etc. Okay. Yud Aleph. This is known as a Nogel Lahokal Ritzalimur, Amira Lenage Mishar Simcha Shal Mitzvah. So the Rabbah said that by other mitzvahs we can't ask them to play. Nowadays we're not to be makel to yes ask them to play. But the Vush, however, Masha, the also came by Simchas Chosam Mekalah. Halacha Lamaisa says that only by Simchas Chosam Mekalah is it permitted. Everything else is Osir. The Aruch HaShulchan says a minute nowadays, in Bismanenu, was not to even Simchas Chosam Mekalah not to rely on this opinion, rely on this heter. That this minig of kula of allowing them to play has become bottle. Ryan Bel Yorabu. Sean. They're naig in the same way we say later on in the next simon regards to Tipuch Varik Pirish. Kiman the Medina Yesh Armin, the Havalon, the Mishri, the Nagan, Mizmanenu, Beklishir, there is an argument to say nowadays that you're allowed to play music. Why? They don't be Kiyim, Basi Yosun. We don't make Klishir. We know the average person not, sitting down and fashioning a flute, he's buying one. Right? He says, okay, let's get together. One guy pulls three reeds out and makes a flute. That's not usually how we're doing it. The lack of the Migzor Shema Yisakin. So this gazer that a person might create klishir or fix them, etc., doesn't apply to us. So therefore, there's those who argue later on that it would theoretically be permitted to actually play. Even though we don't do that, but Shari Amira Lady Huri Lenagin, it would be that much we should at least rely on it. They're allowed to ask the guy to do it. But I'm going to run. She's going to talk upon him. Also, learn my language. The sakin and a cliche. I feel the mishum covered close to Macallan. There is, but that the maisa, this is the heter to play. But you can't ask him to make or fix the cliche. So that definitely is not. We're not following that shita that says that it's mutter. So, but the maisa, the minig, the Orchid is the minig nowadays. Bismanenu b'mkameinu, and the Ben Ishchai says the minhag is nowadays, we're both quoted in the Dir, in the Moshe, in the Dir Shem Shabura, that we don't do it. The language of the Ben Ishchai is Shkai Hizbatol, the Gamri Aminik, Shehoyu Nochim, Naglim, Lithin Chosim, Mitzay Soy, Mibesa Knesses, Beshachers, Albesoy, Will you Zocher, Will you Pocket, Oid? Shouldn't be even remembered such a minute. Don't mention it anymore. Okay. Gimel. Zuga Mekashke is the shows. So you have a clock, which, you know, they had the grandfather clock, so it bangs out the hours. And it works with weights. Right? So, you're allowed to wind your clock, or do whatever you have to do, that it should keep the time over Shabbos, even though it's going to be playing music on the hour, etc. The Mishnah Berurah Mekashke the shows. The Slomer Murray Hashos Shekaren Zager, a timepiece which is called a Zager, which is a clock. Shalsi Lashmiya Kol Lodiya Shos, which plays, makes a sound on the hour. Okay. Motel Orchoi, Haino. What's the chiddush over here when you're doing an Arab Shabbos? Lo chashira kishyishmu karloi yachshadu shehricha b'Shabbos. Why don't we say when people hear it playing that people will be cursed him? There's a marasayin issue that people will say, he's doing something wrong on Shabbos. He's setting this machine. When there's no such marasayin issue. Because the nature of a clock is to set it, you know, is to wind it in the last few days. So there's no reason to believe he just did it now. And the Mishnah Berurah is really addressing the following issue. There is a halacha in Reish Nun Beis. Way back when. In Sif Hay, page 36 over there, the old version. So he says, "Mutalif Tach Ma'im Legina Behem Nish Mishakim Beholchem Kol Shabbos." You can open up the irrigation canal that the water should be flowing out into your fields and irrigating the fields the whole Shabbos. You can turn on a sprinkler system before Shabbos that it should continue to water the water, all these things on Shabbos. It goes through a series of different things that you're allowed to do Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos. It goes to putting medicine on the eye, putting some type of a spice under the clothing to put a smell on them. Start making the beer process, which is all the different things. Then he says at the end, the last line of the Shulchan Aruch, "Mutalos is chitin l'sech rechayim shalmayim samach lechashecha." You could put wheat in the hopper before Shabbos, and a grindstone which is pushed by a water wheel. So the water is flowing on Shabbos; it's turning to the grindstone, and the wheat is being ground on Shabbos. You're not involved in it at all. So you're not doing any malacha, it's doing it itself. It's doing it itself on Shabbos. Comes to Ramah, says, "Well, Hashinon, the Hashmos Kol Shemur Recham Shaploni Techenus B'Shabbos." Well, you know, people are going to hear the mill is loud. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "We're allowed to do that. We're not worried about people hearing it and saying, the guy's grinding on Shabbos. I don't know when he put the wheat in. Maybe he put the wheat in on Shabbos." But V'yesh Oyer Sibur Rechayim. But there's someone say that's not true. That when it comes to Rechaim, it's also because of the sound, people will notice it. And either there's going to be, either the problem is because people will notice it, they might be chosh at him, it's a Maris Ayin issue, or because that itself, the sound itself is really not Kabbat Shabbos, you know, you have this loud pounding thing. I mean, there's, I've never heard it, but I at least had it once. It was once by one of these demonstrations by a water mill. They're describing the, you know, the sound of the thing. It's loud, like the whole building shakes from the process of the thing moving. So the Rambam says any case where there's an issue of even when you're setting up before Shabbos, there's a problem of this. The sound issue was a problem. It's mutter. It's a case where it'll be a loss. If you don't do it, it'll be mutter. And then he says, mutter lahamid klimashkarla shakaran zegar. You'll already have your clock, which goes with weights, near Shabbos, even though it's going to play music, play the sound on Shabbos. I'll be shemashmiya karl ladiyah l'shos per Shabbos. Kekol yodim edarkala lahamidu me'asimu. Because that's the way a clock works, is you set it up and it goes for a period of time. So this is that halacha. He said that we're contrasting that over here, since the derech is to set it up for a period of time, people will not be, there's no Maris Ayin issue. Whereas the mill, we don't know what he's doing, we hear the sound. So halacha l'maisa, anything which, even though I'm setting up before Shabbos, going into Shabbos, if it's going to have a large amount of sound, you have this problem that there's people will not know when you set it up to go, and that's a problem. So, person discuss. Let's say I live in an apartment building, and I have a washer and dryer in my apartment. Dryers are loud. Am I allowed to run my dryer? Theoretically, I want to set my dryer going Erev Shabbos to dry the clothes going into Shabbos. I'm not doing anything on Shabbos. The dryer's going. You shouldn't do it because there's Hashemos Kol. It's making sound.
After an apartment building.
Some person say in a house where you don't hear from one house to the other, so that there was, the people in the house know what you did, and the people outside don't hear it. Maris Ayin Mechadre is even Mechadre Gedor is in the following case. A case where Chazal said it's also because of Maris Ayin, once they made it also, they made the action also. So even if nobody knows about it, it's still also. But besides that halacha, there's another halacha that Chazal didn't address certain cases and call it Maris Ayin. But practically, if it's a Maris Ayin, there's an isser of Yisim Nikiyim. You shouldn't do things that people are going to be chash at you. But that isser that you should be in the Nikiyim, you shouldn't do things that people are chash at you, if nobody sees, nobody sees. So then Maris Ayin is not an issue. So a maisa which Chazal specifically came along and said, this is also because of Maris Ayin, then it's also no matter where you are, even nobody's around, it's a loss. But a maisa which Chazal didn't specifically come along, you know, didn't the Gemara, they didn't say it's also. But practically we're saying, listen, there's a problem, so there's no problem, there's no problem. So, Hashmos Kol, there's no Gemara, which the case of Rechayim, which we say over here, It's not a Gemara. It's a Tosis. It's a Rosh, etc. It's not a Gemara. The Gemara didn't say it. And even that halacha, the Gemara says that this case of Maris Ayin on the Rabbanon b'Chadre Gedorim is not Osir. It's only in the Deraisa. Over here, actually, it's in the Deraisa. If they would be hear the hill the mill going, thinking he's putting, you know, he's going to start adding wheat into the hopper to go into the mill. So that the long beer loch over here, where that pasha, that's a deraisa. That's not just groma. You know, you're using the machine to grind. That's called your maisa.
When is that? When is
deraisa? Adding wheat to the hopper on Shabbos. That then the wheat will then go down from the hopper into the mill. So he didn't grind it. The millstone grind it. I didn't do it. You know, it's like you tell the policeman. You know, the car didn't. You know, it was on cruise control. It wasn't me. You know, that's called you using the machine. That's called you doing it. He does bring a sheet that says it's only Rabbanim. His main achroah over here is not like that. He brings the Magen Avraham that it's not a chiyuv chatos. And he b'chol achronim dochu ra'yos. Everybody argues in him. That's called the raisa. Psula Moshel, there was a shaila in the Paiskim setting an alarm. So in the good old days of the hand alarms, right? So it was 12 o'clock. So you would set it right before you go to bed because you said it earlier today it plays out.
With the two bells on each side?
Two bells on each side, and you wound it up, and then when it comes to time, the string would unwind, and that was it. It's a one-time shot. So if you set it for 6 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, at 6 o'clock in the evening, it would do that, and you wouldn't have anything for alarm for 6 o'clock in the morning. You had to set it within 12 hours. So now you have a problem obviously you'd wait till right before you went to bed to do it. So I want to set it for 4 Shabbos, but I'm setting it for 6 o'clock, and it's in the summertime when I'm setting it at 7 o'clock in the afternoon. But the Derech Olam was to set it air when you went to bed at 11 o'clock at night. Some person said it was a problem of this issue, there's a Maris Ayin issue.
To set it up on Shabbos itself?
To set it before Shabbos. Because people, when it plays out on Shabbos, people think you'll set it the night before on Shabbos. Oh. That's how you usually set it.
Mm-hmm. So, would this go away now that we've battery operated and electricity operated alarms?
Yeah, well, most people said that nowadays. We have 24-hour AM PM options. People set their alarms and leave it go for. I mean, there's even a kosher alarm clock, right? It has to be okay. Made by the manufacturers of the kosher lamp. Okay.
But the alarm clock, the electronic alarm clock, so we're saying it's not a problem with Maris Ayin.
Because Derek came to set it once and for a long period of time.
What's that?
Derek was to set it and leave it because we have multiple alarms, all these wonderful things that they didn't have when I was a buffer.
But what about Hashmah's call?
So the Hashmos Kol is there's two problems with Hashmos Kol. One is the Zilus of the Shabbos; it's not covered Shabbos. And one is the Maris Ayin issue. The fact that it makes noise, people will notice it and say, "Aha! I thought he did X." Well, it's only if the Derek. That's what he says. But to have the clock play the music on the hour is not considered. It's not a problem because people will know that Derek has to set it up, wind it for a period of time.
So what's the heter then for using it then for the other issue?
The Zilus of the Shabbos issue? So you could argue that, that it depends on if it's an ongoing sound and it's loud and it's maybe more problematic. It's more Zilus of the Shabbos and you have a millstone pounding than you have an alarm clock going.
And a dryer, Rebbe said?
Some say dryers are problems loose at the Shabbos. It's quite dryers quite loud.
Even at the house,
right?
So what's interesting though is this is a complete sidetrack. Maybe we can talk about it another time. But in Rishon and Beis in Hay, so I've heard that Moshe Feinstein was not so comfortable with timers and. Because you could pretty much accomplish many different things with timers.
Right.
But it seems like this millstone is a great example of the pre-timer situation where you could just set something up before Shabbos and have some action continue on at Shabbos that wouldn't be allowed to do.
It's a fair question. In other words, Ramosha's issue with timers was he felt it went to the Xera. It went into under the umbrella of the Xera of Mir Lachum. Here I can have something, doing something on, doing something, turning something on, turning something on off on Shabbos. So instead of asking the Goy to do it for me, I can have my timer do it for me. So that would allow for a lot more flexibility than just having my sprinkler system sprinkling on Shabbos. I can't turn it off, I can't turn it on, I just let it flow. So I have it has limited applications of what you can do with that. Whereas if I can turn things on and off, etc., I can run a whole factory, theoretically. That's a whole different level of. That's what a Mir L'Akum is problematic.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because really, a factory today could be equivalent of what the millstone was back then.
Theoretically, there's. person deal with nowadays, as much as you have your, you know, electricity generated on Shabbos, you know. Basically, the whole plant is automated. The only issue you have is if there's some type of breakdown, so you have the people that are servicing, and you have people which are checking the machines, etc. You know, there's one issue of the electricity in Eretz Yisrael being generated by electricity plants. But basically, it's automated. Yeah, so that would make things a little more heter than the. But Ramosha says, you know, it's all part of this process of things going on and off, which is Ramosha didn't like it. You know, this is all part of. So I basically could be quite involved in my business, and that's not what Chazal wanted. Part of the Isra Mir Lakum is that goes under the Isra Vedabra Dover. You shouldn't be talking about certain things on Shabbos. You shouldn't, because we want you to take your mind off of the weekday. So but I'm running, my factory is running on Shabbos, and I'm, you know, just strolling through and make sure everything's okay. But, you know, I'm in a different world, and you know, I'm in the wrong world. So you can set it up before Shabbos. This the clock. So Lachinam Abinyam, because the derech was to set up beforehand. Alva Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, what about winding the clock on Shabbos? If the clock stops, you cannot wind it. Not only that, but sometimes all you need to do is just start the pendulum going. So even that you can't do. Some person hold that's considered Tikkun Mana. Rav Shlomo Zalman has an interesting piece where he says that it's a chayav. They bring sources for it, etc. Rav Shlomo Zalman says there's a difference in a clock which is stopped, and let's say even opening and closing refrigerators, what he's comparing it to, etc. You know, so the motor's off, the motor goes on. The nature of the thing is it goes on, it goes off. Right? That's how it works. But a clock which is stopped doesn't tell time. The nature is, well, it stops and you wind it, but while it's stopped, it has no function at all. So whereas the refrigerator, the on and the off, is not nowhere near the rice. So if it stopped, there's the argument that it's a malach of the rice. Not only that, so that's for sure also. It's still going, your fate is going to stop, and you can pull the weights down while it's going to Kamkin also Limshach HaMishkalos. That's by the grandfather clock, or Batashan, or a pocket watch, Chuta Mershach HaGalgalim, you wind the spring, even though it's going. It shouldn't stop going. That's not mutter. Unless you have a case where you have a person who's ill and you need the time and when to give medication, etc. So that already you can be mekel. Then if you can't find a goy, you can be samech lekula that you're allowed to do it. But we said before that tzarech v'chela, you can have a goy do a malach d'oraisa if necessary. So that much should be samech over here. Worse, it's a d'oraisa, and even if it's a d'oraisa, you're allowed to have a goy do a malach d'oraisa tzarech v'chela. Okay. It's a lot of. I mean, this sif over here actually is a window into a lot of the issues of the refrigerators, etc. All these issues of, you know, opening, you know, causing motors to go on. A lot of it, the starting point of the discussion is this kind of about winding the clock. But Let's hold it here. I'm not sure how much I want to get involved in that. I think, according to, we're supposed to finish the simon by tomorrow, so we should be good.
What?
I think we're supposed to finish Shulam Ches by tomorrow.